from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A second round of Egyptian and Libyan airstrikes against ISIS. Egypt carried out a second round of airstrikes in eastern Libya today in swift retaliation for the massacre of 21 Egyptian Coptic Christians by Islamic State militants in Libya. The bombings killed dozens of militants and several civilians in the IS stronghold of Darna, according to Libyan military officials. Libyan warplanes joined the strikes, which targeted weapons and training camps. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi had pledged an immediate response in a televised speech calling the killings an abhorrent act of terrorism. Libyan authorities have promised to continue attacking Islamic State targets after reportedly successful Egyptian-Libyan airstrikes earlier today. Analysts say that while the Egyptian bombing was a reaction to the slaughter, it could also signify what may be a larger change in Egypt's military policy. Heather Murdoch has more for VOA from Cairo.
Ziad A. Akel, a senior researcher, says the airstrikes could signal that Egypt's policy against Islamic State might be changing. In the past, he says, Egypt has supported the Libyan military mainly with training and capacity building.
I don't think that they will continue in that manner. I think that Egypt is about to rethink the pattern of its involvement within Libya. The real policy change, I think, is coming on the way.
The shift, he adds, is unlikely to mean Egyptian troops on the ground. However, he says Egypt has strong economic and security reasons to fight Islamic State. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Cairo.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A female suicide bomber in Nigeria killed at least 10 people and wounded 30 more on Sunday at a bus station in Yobe State. No one claimed responsibility for the attack, but Boko Haram is suspected because they've used young women to carry out these kind of attacks before. The Nigerian army says a town in Borno State, seized by Boko Haram insurgents last month, has been recaptured. The army said on its Twitter feed Monday that military operations to clear terrorists from Onguno and other communities were successful. It said the operation involved airstrikes and led to the capture of a number of insurgents as well as truckloads of food and supplies meant for Boko Haram fighters. Danish Prime Minister Helle Thorning-Schmidt said Monday there's no indication that the gunman who carried out deadly attacks in Copenhagen at a free speech event in the city's main synagogue was part of a terrorist cell. The Danish premier said the 22-year-old gunman was born in Denmark and that police knew him for several criminal acts and gang connections, but she said investigators have not tied the suspect, who was shot dead by police, to an Islamic cell that took him to where he was now. Authorities have not named the gunman, but several news agencies in Denmark have identified him as Omar Abdul Hamid El Hussein. North Korea honored its former leader Kim Jong-il on his 73rd birthday Monday with fawning praise for his political achievements and for his opposition to the United States. Outside North Korea, human rights groups want the world to remember that the late dictator's legacy of rights abuses, forced labor, and mass starvation. VOA's Brian Padden reports from Seoul.
An Chan-il, president of the World Institute for North Korea Studies, says these holidays are important to bolster the Kim family's legitimacy and hold on power. He says North Korea is effectively utilizing these days to reinforce its citizens' loyalty towards their leaders. In the West, the former leader has been a subject of ridicule and derision over the internal North Korean propaganda that lauded his so-called achievements, how he wrote 1,500 books and three operas over 3 years, or how he sank 11 holes in one the first time he ever played golf. Brian Padden, VOA News, Seoul.
Well, here in the U.S., we're celebrating our own past leaders. Today is President's Day in the U.S. Millions of workers and school children getting the day off for the annual holiday. So happy birthday to George Washington and to Abraham Lincoln. Neither was known to have done much, if anything, ever on a golf course. However, George Washington, the father of our country, establishing our independence and fighting for our freedom. Abraham Lincoln, he's most beloved and remembered for having freed the slaves. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.